This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio. I'm Randall White. Pope Francis is expected to canonize the man known as the father of California's mission system later today during a Spanish language mass in Washington, D.C. But as KCBX reporter Lisa Osborne explains, the move is controversial as Father Junipero Serra leaves a mixed legacy.
The bells at Carmel Mission chime from atop the basilica where Father Serra was laid to rest. The Spanish Franciscan priest was 36 when he left his homeland on the island of Mallorca with his holy brothers to bring their religion to the New World. Deacon William Deitwig with the Diocese of Monterey explains why Pope Francis has deemed Serra worthy of sainthood.
He's looking for people who were courageous pioneers who were going into hazardous areas, unknown areas, and willing to put their lives on the line to proclaim Christ and Christ's message and Christ's love to the world.
Serra was in his mid-50s when he was put in charge of opening missions in what's now known as California. He's credited with baptizing about 10% of the area's indigenous peoples, often against their will.
We went into the missions finally because there was nothing left out here. You know, the bullocks, their cattle that they brought here and everything else was destroyed. You know, they ate all our seeds, all our plants that we lived off of. There was nothing left.
Ernestine DeSoto is of Chumash origin. The Santa Barbara residents' ancestral line on the Central Coast dates back thousands of years. Although some local Native American groups have protested the idea of sainthood for Serra, not all descendants of California's oldest peoples are holding a grudge.
It was going to happen irregardless of who or what.
Ernestine's mother was a devout Catholic who didn't resent the robed clergymen.
She talked about them fondly as memories. It was something that took place at that time.
That's Ernestine's mother speaking in one of six regional Chumash languages. John Johnson is curator of anthropology at the Santa Barbara Natural History Museum.
Those are closely related languages, but distinct enough to be considered separate languages, not just dialects.
In the mid-1700s, Chumash villages dotted the coastline and inland areas from Malibu to San Luis Obispo, as well as the Channel Islands. Fast forward 50 years to the end of the mission period, the population of 18,000 Chumash had declined by 90%.
The introduced diseases that they had no natural immunity to caused a devastating loss.
Despite growing up in a Catholic household, Julie Tubamayat Stensley, an elder with the Santa Barbara Ventura Band of Chumash Indians, chooses to embrace her native spirituality, a subject that wasn't talked about much growing up by her mom or grandmother.
When family members, my sisters, tried to ask her questions about the Indian things, she would get very angry and pinch them and tell them to stop asking such stupid questions.
She says if her mother were still alive, she'd probably be thrilled to see Father Serra canonized. Tumamayat Stensley is not among the Native Americans protesting Serra's pending sainthood, but she doesn't like it.
There's the argument that Father Serra did the punishment, so everybody in those times were doing what he did. That's not acceptable. You don't treat people that way.
But Deacon Deitwig explains, in the Catholic Church, a saint is a person deemed worthy of imitation. It's not about being a flawless human being.
The last thing that being a saint is that somehow this person was holier than anybody else or somehow now being declared to be a perfect person.
In Santa Barbara, I'm Lisa Osborne, KCBX News.